This is Heart Song by Panic Celestial Inc., a Star Wars Rebels fanfic. It is rated T, and no archive warnings apply. It features the relationships Alexander Callis / Gera Zeb Zeb Aurelius, Kanan Jarrus / Hera Syndulla, the Ghost Crew and Alexander Callis, and the Ghost Crew and Gera Zeb Zeb Aurelius. Tags include: Sabine and Ezra are siblings, mutual pining, Alexander Callis has issues, Gera Zeb Aurelius has issues, soulmates, soulmate identifying marks, Lasat kisses, love confessions, getting together, and Imperial xenophobia, but not by Callis. Summary. Then, Zeb asked, "You ever think about your soulmate?" Callis tensed and fidgeted with a scrap of brown cloth that he wrapped around his forearm to keep his soulmate mark concealed. "Not really. It wasn't encouraged in the Empire." "You're not in the Empire now, mate," Zeb pointed out. "Still, I'm sure that he could do a lot better than me. He deserves better than me." Zeb swigged from his beer as he leaned back in the chair and adjusted the collar on his flight suit. What a damn week. Life was hardly ever peaceful on Yavin 4, but this week had been especially brutal. Aside from a sweltering heat wave that left his fur damp and made Zeb particularly irritable, a supply run had gone wrong and it had ended up in a dogfight between the Rebellion and the Empire. Luckily, Hera had trained the Rebel pilots herself and they'd been able to take out the Empire's fighters with no casualties. But their Y-wings had been damaged, so everyone with mechanical experience had been assigned to repairing the ships, Zeb included. Now that it was all done, everyone was trying to relax at the only bar on Yavin 4. Well, calling it a bar might be generous, Zeb thought. A few enterprising individuals in the Rebellion had decided that a bar was something the Rebellion needed, for reasons best left unexplored. They had repurposed the interior of one of the structures adjacent to the temples for their bar, after Kanan caught them sneaking around inside one of the temples. He had firmly warned the rebels not to go prowling too deep into the temples, muttering about feeling the dark side strongly there. Mon Mothma had agreed with Kanan and had suggested this place as an alternative. The rebels had seized on the permission and had worked hard to create their little bar. The interior was lit by a number of battery-powered lamps that glinted off the furnishings. There was a counter made from an old piece of scrap metal with bar stools lined up along it. The tables and chairs were mismatched, and there weren't nearly enough of them, so some people just perched on empty crates. Bizarrely, someone had managed to smuggle in a karaoke machine of all things, and it sat proudly in the corner. As Zeb's eyes moved around the room, they landed on a human who was glaring at the whiskey in front of him as though it had just killed his favorite Tuca. Zeb sighed and stood. In a few short strides, he was at the man's table. This close up, the man, Alexander Callis, looked even worse. He was paler than usual. His blonde hair fell messily in his face, and he had dark rings around his eyes. His hands trembled a little as he gripped the edge of the table. "Rough day?" Zeb asked as he slid into the seat next to Callis. Callis snorted. "You've no idea." "You look like you haven't slept in weeks." Callis shrugged. "There's a lot of work in the intelligence office at the moment. We've been receiving lots of Imperial chatter, and we have to separate out the gossip and bait for the rebels from actual actionable intel." Zeb raised an eyebrow, and Callis scowled at him. "What?" "You know I know when you're lying. You've been going over the intel for the last supply run, haven't you?" "So what if I have?" Callis snapped as his glare intensified. Zeb's heart twisted. Callis had been the one to suggest the supply run after decoding the Imperial communications. No one in the Rebellion could have known that it would have gone wrong, least of all Callis. But convincing Callis of that was like convincing rain not to be wet. Callis was always too hard on himself. And no, Zeb wasn't saying that just because he was ridiculously in love with the man. Half the Rebellion said the same thing. "Alex," Zeb said firmly, knowing that the use of his first name would catch Callis's attention if nothing else. "It wasn't your fault. You couldn't have known that this was a trap, and actually, I should have. I was one of the highest-ranking ISB officers. I should have spotted the trap of Parsec away and warned the squad off the mission, and no one blames you, Alex. Not the High Command, not Hera, not Kanan. No one. Kallus was still scowling, so Zeb pulled out a comm. He dialed the number, and immediately, Hera answered the call. What's going on, Zeb? Do you need me or Kanan? She asked.
Is Kanan with you?
I'm here, Kanan said. What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. I'm just here with Kallus, and he's blaming himself for the bad supply run. I was wondering if you two had anything to say to that.
Hera sighed.
I should have guessed you'd take the mission's failure personally.
It's my job to make sure these things don't happen, Hera, Kallus said as he leaned closer to the comm.
Zeb tried not to notice as Kallus brushed against him, but the touch made his nerve ending spark. He tried to focus on Hera's voice instead.
Alex, you did the best that you could. There was no hint that it was a trap, so stop beating yourself up about it.
Hera, do I have to pull rank to get you to ease up on yourself?
Kallus' lips twitched.
You'd do that.
In a heartbeat.
Very well. I will try to stop blaming myself.
Good. Is there anything else you need, Zeb?
No, that's it. Thanks, Hera.
No problem.
She hung up and Zeb put his comm in his pocket as he grinned from ear to ear. Kallus glared at him.
That was low. I knew you weren't going to listen to me, so I figured you'd listen to your commanding officer.
I always listen to you, Zeb, he said as he gulped his whiskey.
Zeb's fur fluffed and Kallus' face turned red.
Do you think we could change the subject? Kallus asked quickly.
Sure. Did you hear that Numa finally met her soulmate?
Soulmates were always an excellent source of gossip. Every sentient being in the galaxy was born with a soulmate, but the different species manifested the soul bond differently. Twi'leks, like Hera or Numa, had patterns on their laku that changed color when they met their soulmates. Humans, like Kallus or Kanan, had three words describing their best qualities, in the opinion of their soulmates, written on their bodies somewhere. As for the Sots, like Zeb, they heard their soulmate sing to them in their dreams.
Kallus tilted his head.
Really? Who?
Some Togruta fighter pilot. Apparently, as soon as she entered the landing bay, Numa's laku changed patterns so that there was now bright orange running along them, and, well, that was that.
What does Sham think?
He's happy for her, and happier he won't be losing one of his top operatives, since the Togruta is as fiercely rebellious as she is.
A good match, then, Kallus noted. A comfortable silence fell as they drank together. Then Zeb asked,
you ever think about your soulmate?
Kallus tensed and fidgeted with the scrap of brown cloth that he wrapped around his forearm to keep his soulmate mark concealed.
Not really. It wasn't encouraged in the Empire.
You're not in the Empire now, mate, Zeb pointed out.
Still, I'm sure that he could do a lot better than me. He deserves better than me.
Kallus, what about you? Kallus suddenly asked. Do you think about your soulmate?
Yeah, a little.
The truth was that he'd been hearing his soulmate's voice for years, but he was no closer to identifying them than when he'd first heard it. And lately, as his feelings for Kallus grew, he was less inclined to seek them out. It tore him in two. How could he look for a soulmate when a part of his heart belonged to Kallus? And how could he be with Kallus if he went to sleep each night with his soulmate singing in his ears? Better not to think about it at all, since both options caused him pain.
Zeb, are you all right? Kallus asked.
Yeah, fine.
Kallus shifted and lowered his eyes.
I'm sorry for the personal question. I didn't mean to pry.
It's all right.
Suddenly, Zeb's comm beeped. He answered it.
Hello? Just wanted to give you a heads up that Ezra and Sabine are headed your way, and Ezra is not happy, Kanan said, sounding amused.
What happened?
Ezra challenged Sabine and lost. Now he's moaning about the consequences, Kanan chuckled. Though we should all get a kick out of it. How's Kallus?
I'm better, Kanan, Kallus said as Zeb held the comm closer to him.
Good. I was worried, Kanan said.
No need to be.
Zeb spotted people heading towards them.
I've just seen Ezra and Sabine now. Thanks for the warning.
No problem.
Kanan hung up just as Ezra and Sabine reached their table. Ezra looked agitated and kept running his hand through his short, blue-black hair. It wasn't hard to see the source of his agitation, since he was splattered in various hues of luminous paint, the same kind Sabine used for her armor. Sabine sauntered along behind him as her short, purple and white hair bobbed with each step. There was a smug smile on her face.
Zeb chuckled. What happened to you, kid?
Sabine cheated, Ezra snarled.
I didn't cheat. You bet me that I could never sneak up on you, and I did. So there.
I meant without your armor. You know your armor hides you in the Force.
Then you should have said that I shouldn't wear my armor when you made the bet.
Sabine is right, Ezra. You should have set the parameters of the wager before you made it, Callus said.
He sounded indifferent, but Zeb could see the corners of his mouth twitching.
Yep, and now he has to sing karaoke, Sabine said smugly.
That's it? Have you heard Ezra sing? It's terrible. Ezra turned blood red as Sabine and Zeb snickered.
Get it over with, Ezra. The longer you wait, the worse it will get, Callus advised.
Yeah, if it's so easy, let's hear you sing.
What?
Yeah, I don't think we've ever heard you sing, Sabine said contemplatively.
I doubt anyone wants to hear that, Callus said as he shifted uncomfortably in his seat.
I would.
The words left his mouth without him thinking. Zeb immediately flattened his ears against his head as his fur puffed up again in embarrassment. Callus blinked and slowly turned red.
Well, all right then.
He gulped down another mouthful of whiskey and marched over to the karaoke machine. A hush fell over the bar as the rebels watched him fiddle with the machine. He paused as he surveyed the song selection and then hit play. He turned to the crowd and opened his mouth.
Zeb would never know what song Callus had chosen originally because, once he started singing, Zeb recognized his voice. It was the voice that haunted Zeb's dreams every night. It was the voice of his soulmate.
Baby, the best part of me is you. Lately, everything's making sense to. Oh, baby, I'm so in love with you.
Zeb bolted out of the bar. The buildings and other rebels blurred as he headed for the safety of the forest. He reached the edge of the forest, darted between the trunks of the trees, and headed deeper into the undergrowth. Ferns slapped his face, and thick vines blocked his path. Zeb tore through them until he reached a tree trunk that was almost twice his size. He launched himself upward and grabbed onto one of the branches. His dexterous feet easily found footholds that a human never could. He lost himself in the familiar rhythm of pull, jump, grab, as he climbed higher and higher and broke through the leafy ceiling. He blinked in the sudden orange light. The sun was just starting to set, and it had turned the sky into a blazing canvas of warm color of which Sabine would have been proud. He breathed deeply and tried to calm his racing heart.
Callus was his soulmate.
Suddenly, so many things made sense. Why Zeb had always felt pulled towards Callus. Why he'd been so convinced that Callus's change of heart had been genuine. Why Zeb felt so protective over him. Did Callus feel the same? Well, he always sought Zeb out to spar, or to eat together, or just to talk. He'd go out of his way to find pieces of music that he thought Zeb might like. Carabast, he'd even paid a smuggler to track down whatever fragments of Lassan culture they could find, no matter the price, just for Zeb to have a bit of his old home. Never mind that Callus worried about Zeb during missions. But Callus had been an Imperial. They were known for their xenophobic attitudes. Even though Callus never treated any non-human in the Rebellion any differently, there was a huge gulf between accepting someone and being attracted to them romantically. Zeb knew it himself. He'd never been attracted to humans romantically until he had seen Callus in his civilian clothes, looking extremely self-conscious, with his hair falling in his eyes. The sight had made Zeb's stomach swoop, and the attraction had only become stronger since then.
Zeb, where are you?
A voice jolted Zeb out of his thoughts. That was Callus. And as much as Zeb would have loved to stay in the treetops and avoid the conversation, preferably for the rest of their lives, he knew it had to be had. He lowered himself a short distance and then dropped. Callus stood there, holding a blaster and looking extremely worried. He sagged in relief as he spotted Zeb and holstered his blaster.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I just realized something.
Callus frowned and Zeb continued.
You're my soulmate.
Callus stiffened and his face became impassive as he shifted back into Imperial neutrality and made Zeb want to shake him.
So you've realized, Callus shifted into parade rest as he spoke.
You knew?
Yes.
You didn't bother to tell me.
You didn't need to know.
What?
Is that all?
What the criff? Why didn't you tell me?
It's not your business. Now, since you aren't hurt, I'm heading back to the base.
Callus turned and walked away. Seb felt like his soul was being torn in half. Of course, Callus wouldn't want him for a soulmate. He knew how hard Callus worked to get rid of the Imperial mindset. There were some things that just couldn't be undone. Maybe his xenophobic attitudes towards non-humans was one of them, along with the attitude towards soulmates that Callus had mentioned earlier when, still, I'm sure that he could do a lot better than me. He deserves better than me. Carabast! Zeb breathed as clarity struck him like a lightning bolt. Suddenly, he raced towards Callus. It didn't take him long to find him. Zeb could move faster in the dimming light, thanks to the Lasat night vision. As he reached Callus, the man turned around, and Zeb could see a telltale redness around Callus's eyes. Zeb, what do you want now? Callus said, his voice every inch of the glacial Imperial he once had been. Zeb took a deep breath. You walking away. It's not because I'm not human, is it? Callus's eyes widened. What? Why would you think that? You don't care I'm a Lasat. That's not... that... what? Callus spluttered. For all the reasons. No, that's not it. Warmth spread through Zeb. He knew when Callus was lying in this, his spluttering denial, was clearly the truth. It's because you think you aren't good enough for me. Callus froze, and for a split second, Zeb saw the pain in Callus's face. Then the Imperial facade returned. We're done here. Wait, Callus, please talk to me, Zeb pleaded. There's nothing to say, Callus said softly. I didn't want to burden you with this. You're Zeb. You're good, loyal, kind, brave, honorable, and you know what I am. I do. Zeb noticed that Callus steeled himself and he quickly continued. You're my Alex. You love knitting and gardening and have a good sense of humor. You're determined to do what will make the galaxy a better place for everyone. You're willing to risk your life without hesitating to protect those you care about. You're honorable, courageous, determined. Callus sucked in a breath. His golden eyes found Zeb as he wordlessly removed the covering on his forearm. He extended his arm toward Zeb, and Zeb glanced down at his skin. There, in gleaming purple writing, were the words. Honorable. Courageous. Determined. You're my soulmate, all right, Callus said. But someone as amazing as you deserves more than me. Better than me. Surely there's someone who's caught your eye. Zeb laughed, but there was no humor in it. The only person who's caught my eye, Alex, is you. I fell in love with you long before I knew you were my soulmate. Callus gaped at him. Oh, yeah. The silence stretched between them for a long time, and Zeb's ears flattened against his head. Look, if you really don't want me, then just say so and I'll drop it. We don't have to speak of it again. Zeb's soul screamed in protest, but he held firm. If this is what Callus wanted, he'd agree, no matter how much it hurt him. Callus groaned. You impossible, selfless. Of course I want you. That's the whole problem. What? I'm in love with you. The words hit Zeb like a runaway speeder, and he stood there as he processed it. Callus loved him. Callus loved him. Something warm burst open in his chest. Carabast, if you love me and I love you, then what's the problem? Callus looked away. I'm not familiar with the relationships, Zeb. I might hurt you without meaning to. We're hurting each other now, so what's the difference? Callus let out a noise somewhere between a laugh and a sob. He let Zeb pull him into a hug and pressed his face into Zeb's neck. Why are you so smart? Nah, I'm not. Oh yes, you are. Smarter than me, anyway. He pulled back to look Zeb in the eye. Do you really want to do this? Yes. Then there's something I'd like to do. With your permission, of course. Sure. He leaned forward and rubbed his cheek against Zeb's. It was a Lasat kiss. The touch sent joyful lightning shooting through Zeb, straight to his core. An involuntary purr rumbled from his chest, and he jerked away in shock. I'm sorry, Callus began, but Zeb held up a hand as his fur puffed up. It's not you, it's the purring.
Purring?
Yeah, I can purr. I just haven't purred involuntarily since I was a kid. His fur puffed up more in his embarrassment. Does that mean something's wrong?
No,
we only do it when we're happy. Callus blinked at that and then blushed. I take it you're happy, then. Never been happier. Neither have I, Callus said, and moved in for another Lasat kiss.